All right, fight fans, we are here with our guest now, making his way in from Making the Cut. He is your host, Mook Washington. Also goes at MTCWithMook.com. That's MTCWITHMOOK.com. Mook, how you doing today, sir? You ready for Ward Kovalev 2?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready for it. I'm doing great today. It's a hot, steamy day here in the nation's capital. Probably resembling what it's going to be like Saturday night for that rematch.
I do like it. Live in the desert. What was your feelings on the first fight, and how did you score it yourself?
Well, the first fight, I thought that Kovalev, just like many, just got off to this great start. Maybe even surprised some people. I came into the first fight thinking that Kovalev was the one who was going to be the determining fighter of who was going to win and who wasn't going to win. When I last scored the fight, I had Kovalev winning by 1 point. I don't think that the decision was egregious. It just depends on how you score those close rounds. But I definitely had Kovalev winning by a point, with the 10-8 round in the second round being the difference.
Okay, now you mentioned that you had Kovalev winning by a point. He felt the same way in his camp, and you know, he's had different excuses come, you know, after this fight. First it was the judges, and then it was he overtrained. How did you score that for Kovalev, and did you give him any of the later rounds in the first fight?
I'd have to look back at my scorecard. I think I may have given him maybe one round of the later rounds. I did have, just like most, I had a majority of the later rounds scored for Andre Ward, where he seemingly took over, whether it was because Kovalev got fatigued or had he figured Kovalev out in the second half of the fight. You know, I've watched that fight maybe probably about four times now, and it truly does look like you're watching two different fights. That first six rounds and the last six rounds, it's almost like they paused, came back the next day, and fought it. It was so different. I felt like in the first half of that fight, Kovalev did a great job of using the left as a scoring jab. He just kept throwing it. Ward would stop. He would stop doing anything, which gave Kovalev a lot of time to even get the knockdown with the right hand. But it gave him a lot of time to kind of dictate pace. What ended up happening as the fight went on, instead of stalking, it looked like Kovalev was fouling. When he started to foul, he started getting fatigued. And if you notice in the second half of the fight, Ward is within striking distance. There is no doubt he's within striking distance. And Kovalev could do nothing about it. When he would lead with the left, which got a lot lazier, Ward would come over top. When he would stand, there was absolutely positively no head movement whatsoever. Ward would get off first, throw combinations, and would get out. But I'm telling you, Kovalev, if he even wants to begin to think about winning the second fight, there are quite a few adjustments he needs to make.
No, well put. Now, with Kovalev making those adjustments, as you say, do you feel that this could be more lopsided for Ward in a technical aspect if Kovalev does not make those changes to his game?
Well, I think there will be no doubt it will be more lopsided. I think he could make Kovalev pretty much look like an idiot if he really, really wants to. Ward is such a technically great fighter, using angles, using movement, changing up his game. You never can really get a great read on him. I felt like in the second half of the fight, that I put that on Kovalev's corner. They can make all the other excuses that they want. I thought there was an inability to adjust the Ward once the Ward adjusted to them. And he's going to have to come in with a plan A, plan B, plan C if he really, really wants to win this fight. I don't think that Ward will necessarily hurt him, but I will admit that I do think that Ward will frustrate him. And if he gets frustrated, as we saw in the first fight, Kovalev tends to do nothing. He kind of pouts. He doesn't throw punches. He ties up when he doesn't need to tie up. He does it. It's almost like just get this over. And we saw that in the first fight. So Kovalev was the one who came off very mentally weak in the second half of that fight. And you're just not going to win a belt against Andre Ward doing that. And Kovalev needs to understand this. He beat an old Bernard Hopkins. He didn't beat Bernard. He beat an old Bernard Hopkins. And I know, you know, he likes to think, well, I beat a technically sound fighter. But, you know, that's totally apples and oranges at this point in the game.
Now, you mentioned Kovalev being frustrated in the ring increasingly into the fight, and it seems that that's carried over into this training camp. How do you feel about the temperament of each fighter going into the fight, their composure, and then, as you mentioned, also the necessity that's going to be there to adjust during this fight? Do you see each fighter being able to do that with their current temperament?
Kovalev is the one I would worry about. You know, like I mentioned earlier, going into the first fight, I truly thought that Kovalev would win going into the fight. I had to score by 1 point. Going into this fight, Kovalev's mind seems to be all over the place. He is so obsessed with losing the first fight that you wonder how focused he is on the second fight. Then, if so, do we see a Roberto Duran situation when he fought Leonard the second time? Not that I think that Kovalev will quit, but this idea of this guy coming out here realizing that there's even greater distance between the two fighters the second time around and totally getting frustrated. We also saw that in a way when Pryor fought Arguello the second time, when we thought that we were going to get the same classic that we got the first time around, and it came clear to Arguello very early in that fight that he just flat out could not beat him. And even when he gets TKO'd, he could have gotten up. He chose not to get up because he knew there was no way to win the fight. Not saying that Ward will TKO Kovalev, but I can see a similar situation where there's such greater distance the second time around that you wonder how the first time was even close. Kovalev's temperament has not been what I expected. I expected a guy who's going to be laser-focused, a guy who's going to concentrate on what I can do different in the second fight to win. Instead of, as this time is going on, he's been a bigger and bigger crybaby about the first fight. Not a good temperament. Puts Ward in complete and utter control. He's the calmer fighter. And you saw it. Even when Ward was in trouble in the first fight, he was still the calmer fighter. Never lost his composure. Now he sees Kovalev in a situation where he's done nothing over the past few months but composure. And I know he has to be thinking, I got him. If I be me and I do the things, keep using my movement, keep seeing Kovalev not cut off the ring, that I can cruise to a win. Won't even be nearly as hard. And it will look like it's an extension of the last six rounds, you know, into the second fight.
Valid point, Mook. And that's what I'm getting a sense of, too, emotionally going in, that Kovalev is mentally off, and I think Main Event is off with Kathy Duva, as she's been upset in working even with Roc Nation on the rematch, and she said there won't be a third fight. But getting back to Ward, what are the three skills that he can exploit that he knows that he has from the first fight that he has to bring, that something new, and just three skills that he'll really need to exuberate on Saturday night to get the win?
Movement, and movement to me is always underrated because people think what movement is running, and it's not. If you notice in those early rounds, Ward was going straight back a lot, more than what we're used to seeing him do. And then in the later rounds when he dominated, he kind of shifted directions. It was more point, and he took advantage of Kovalev's inability to cut off the ring. And I think right there is one of the keys. Keep movement, keep the distance, keep a comfortable distance, because that's how he really controls the tempo of the fight. Number two definitely is inside. Kovalev was not interested at all in fighting inside. The only thing he wanted to do was tie up that entire fight, which is what makes the knockdown so miserable. Early in the fight, when he gets the knockdown the second round, it's because of a short right, because he actually threw a punch inside. After that, every time Ward got inside, the only thing Kovalev wanted to do was clinch. And as he got tired, you know, Ward pushed that. So in the clinches, he just starts to throw punches. The referee then decides, I'm not going to break it up. One fighter is active, then the second fighter needs to be active. That absolutely killed Kovalev and gave Ward a great advantage. And third for Ward is his left jab. His left jab, he started throwing it as a counter over top of Kovalev's left jab in the second half of that fight. And if he continues to do that, then he can take advantage. He can set up so much off of that left jab. He can use it to get inside and dig to Kovalev's body. There's a lot of things he can do. And if he can do that, he can set up his whole entire game plan off of it.
Valid point. Now, do you feel with the knockdown that Kovalev did connect full contact there? He's saying he didn't. Ward saying he did. What was your feeling watching the fight live and then obviously watching the replay?
I think it's a combination of both. I think that was a pretty good shot Kovalev got. Again, it was a short right. He couldn't even extend off of it. So I can see where Ward might have said it wasn't 100% clean. And I can buy that. And he was kind of a little stunned because, remember, Ward was throwing a left at the time being. And it's just that Kovalev beat him to the punch, essentially, is what happened there. So I can see from both fighters' view. I can see what Kovalev feels like. Well, I got you, and I got you good. But if that's the case, then I would ask Kovalev, then why is it after that for the next 10 rounds when you got inside? Why didn't you work harder than you chose to work?
Yeah, well, he overtrained, so that's why he faded in the fight, right?
Right, yeah, that's it.
Now, aside with Ward, we know his talent. We know he stuck to his plan A, and it worked. Even getting knocked down, he kept his composure. What does Kovalev have to do if this is, as they say, round 13 of the first fight? Or is Kovalev going to come in and reestablish the early rounds that he did in their first fight and take this rematch? What is he going to have to do?
I don't think Kovalev can do the same thing. I think that Ward's camp will be ready for that. One of the things I do think that Kovalev can borrow from the first fight is he has to use the left jab, the scoring jab. At times early in the fight, he was doubling, even tripling up that jab. He has to do that. He also has to be able to cut off the ring. He got away with not cutting off the ring early in the fight because he landed that good punch. Late in the fight, he was completely tuckered out. He couldn't move. Even when he was moving, he wasn't really throwing punches. His punches got lazy. So he does have to cut off the ring. There is no doubt about it in the second fight. And he has to do a better job. It's when they get inside, he has got to throw. He cannot just be satisfied with tying Ward up, which obviously was their game plan earlier. To get inside, time up, get distance. I would say throw inside, push Ward off. Push them off, throw punches. Don't just give it up and depend on the referee and breaking and getting out. Because when you get tired and you cannot get a strong tie-up, as long as Ward's throwing punches, and we know he is, the referee is not going to bail Kovalev out. So Kovalev has to be a different guy. He has to be a predator. He has to be Roberto Duran in the first Leonard fight. He has to give Ward not a time to breathe, not a time to plan. And I hope, since we talk so much about overtraining the first fight, he is trained perfectly for the second fight, because he's going to have to be in tip-top shape if he wants to do that.
Okay. Ward Kovalev 2, Saturday Night Live from Las Vegas. What is your prediction, sir? Who do you have winning and how?
I have, this time around, I was so sure the first time around that Sergey Kovalev was going to win. This time I feel the same way as up. This time it's Andre Ward. In fact, I'm going to say it. Andre Ward will win. It will be by decision, but unanimous decision, probably somewhere 10 rounds to 2. I could see him winning this fight by, 118, 110, maybe a 116, 112 on a judge's card who decides to give some close rounds to Kovalev. But I expect for Ward to win in dominant fashion.
All right, you heard it here first, fans. We were with Mook, host of Making the Cut, and also check out his excellent articles at mtcwithmook.com. Spans sports, definitely, but I know he loves boxing. Mook and I have called some football games together. Hope to move some more work in the future. But definitely check out if you like golf, boxing, college sports. Mook does it all, and we appreciate the time, sir. And any other social media you'd like to give for the fans to follow you from Fight Talk tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Follow me at Twitter at MTC with Mook. It's the same as the website. I tweet like I'm a 16-year-old teenager. You can always reach out to me on Twitter to find out my latest and greatest. And certainly, Ryan, it's always nice to talk to you. It's certainly been too long. I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thank you, sir. You enjoy the fight Saturday night, and we'll have you on in the near future. All right, fight fans, that was Mook Washington breaking down Ward Kovalev 2 rematch as best as can be. Gives you that inside take. I know he's watched the fight multiple times. One of the few guys I talk to when it's fight night for myself. So definitely go to mtcwithmook.com. Check out his writing and follow him on Twitter, MTC with Mook. We'll be right back after this break. Fight Talk tonight.